are listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. On today's program, we're going to open the door and expose the delusion of an artificial, technological, and digital matrix, or to put it more succinctly, an artificial reality. The people that are controlling planet Earth right now, and there are people at the very highest levels that are basically almost completely controlling planet Earth, dominating the population of planet Earth, and incidentally, shrinking the population of planet Earth under the pretense that we're going to all starve to death, et cetera, because of climate change, we are in a mega crisis. And that justifies, see, once you buy into the belief system that we're in a mega crisis of unprecedented proportions, once you accept that, you heard one of the second in command with Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum say that in a giant crisis, that gives you the right, like some kind of mystical instantaneous right to rule over other people, including, now listen carefully, including taking away their lives, including owning and controlling their human bodies, brains, and body parts. And there are registration numbers, etc. So people secretly are being registered. And the reason this is allowable, if people even knew what's going on, I don't think most people know what's going on. If they knew what was really going on, which means that a new breed of personhood, a new breed of human being, a new man and a new woman with new DNA, a new genetic code had been put together. But it is not the same genetic code and DNA that the biblical creator used when he created mankind, Adam and Eve, and all of creation and the Garden of Eden, etc. It's not the same thing. See, theirs, the UN and the other globalist institutions, their thing is a counterfeit because they want to enslave mankind. And the only way they can enslave mankind is to legally get around laws regarding ownership and liability and other such laws. So what we have going on right now is a highly sophisticated theft, a global theft mechanism whose central attack on the human race involves creating artificially and creating with a new genetic code and creating with a new DNA code, but ignoring the fact that the new DNA code is not a human being DNA code, at least the one designed by God. This is a counterfeit designed by fallen men and women who aspire to be God. Their primary overwhelming lust, if you will, is to be gods. And that was the temptation that Satan, when he seduced Adam and Eve through the serpent of old, used against Eve, and then Adam and the fall of man occurred. They lost all the supernatural power that God put into their bodies, brains, minds, and all of creation, all of life, all everything that was beautiful. It vaporized. So when you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and everybody should do that, and you just don't read it as a labor, you can read it, scan it, think about it, take your time with it. You don't have to do some intense study. You can if you want to. But the goal is to get the Word of God into you so that your mind is renewed with the Word of God. And then allow the Holy Spirit to fill you, to minister to you, and to clothe you with power from on high. So this, what's happening now on a global level, and especially in America, which was founded by the biblical pilgrims and Puritans, America was originally founded on biblical values. And then America has rejected God's plan. Largely, America has rejected God's plan. And even a large percentage of God's people have rejected God's plan. So it's the situation is parallel to that of ancient Egypt when the Israelites slaved under Pharaoh in what I call the Pharaoh God-King system. And I get into what that means in my book, The Greatest Battle. And in this Pharaoh God-King system, God shows you that his people have intermingled their sexuality, their culture, their society, their religious beliefs, their involvement with the supernatural, their worship, that God's people have surrendered their identities to the God of this world, which is Lucifer or Satan. Now, a pivotal event, there are a number of pivotal events beginning in Genesis that take us up to the present time. And the pivotal event is when the human race as a whole begins to sin so egregiously and then actually begins to rebel against God so heavily that the most sacred parts of God's creation, the DNA of man, is corrupted. And so you see a spiritual expression of that happening back then and today. And then you see a physical dimension expression of that rebellion today. So what this means is that the word of God is being fulfilled. When Adam and Eve rebelled against God and chose to reject his word and eat of the fruit of the tree of life in the middle of the garden, that triggers the fall of man and activates the law of sin, activates the law of sin and death. So mankind is kicked out of paradise. A counterfeit of that is when God's people in Egypt are ignoring their deliverer, Moses, and desiring to continue to maintain an illicit spiritual relationship with Isis or other names for Egyptian gods, and then worship what today we would call Mystery Babylon. And this is when the mirage is removed off of, the deception is removed off of the eyes of God's people. And what caused the primary vehicle for removing the deception off the eyes of God's people is the external pressure, the shattering of all that is good and decent and orderly in this world, which is happening right now before our very eyes. We're seeing a collapse of the world system and the substitution of a counterfeit world system known as a Luciferian world system, also known as the New World Order, which is written about in the book of Revelation. And you read about a one world government, a one world religion, and a one world economic system. And that one world globalist institution has been given a new name by the globalists. It's simply called the Great Reset. And we've talked a lot about this, and I talk even more about it in my new book, Power from on High. So we're at one of the most pivotal points in human history. And one of the key indicators would be the fact that once again, human DNA and DNA of other species is being corrupted at a global level intentionally. So God's creation, God's DNA is being distorted, perverted, twisted, assaulted, and a hijacking of God's DNA or theft of God's DNA is occurring all around us. And then another physical expression of that would be, and it's written about in Genesis chapter 6, where we read about the sons of God married and had intercourse with the human women, and they mated with human women. And we're talking about fallen angels with fallen angel DNA being co-mingled with God's pure human DNA. Now, this was the great sin during the time of Noah's flood, and the judgment was to literally have God wipe out every species, bird, fish, animal, whatever, wipe out every living thing, wipe out all men and women whose DNA had been corrupted by the fallen angels re-engineering God's original DNA. Not only that, the intense violence and wickedness that was on the earth. So when mankind did that, that triggered a divine judgment. And we saw the flood judgment of Noah, where God wipes out. And God is not having some sadistic meltdown. He's not losing his temper, screaming. The reason why God does this is if somebody has damaged or corrupted the software code or allow some kind of AI virus to reconfigure your computer or cell phone or whatever, it can't work. It can't function. It cannot achieve what it was created to achieve. And so the only thing you can do is wipe it out and start all over again. So we see God allowing it to happen, and we see God judging the earth by plunging it under the floodwaters of Noah. Then, as we move forward into the future, the fallen angels come again, mate with human women, and allegedly, these what are called Illuminati bloodline families, and I talk about this in my book, Power from On High. Allegedly, these families claim to be the genetic descendants of Nephilim and Rephaim, counterfeit human beings going back that many thousands of years ago. So we are approaching a point of no return. Now, God promised not to destroy the world again by a watery flood. And the sign for that promise, of course, is a rainbow up in the sky. And God tells Noah that he will not bring judgment by flooding the earth. But God is going to purge the earth of its demonic control, of satanic control, of the people who are being agents for Lucifer and the fallen angels. And God is going to send his son Jesus Christ to deliver his people from that which is to come. And that which is to come can have slightly two different theological interpretations. But for now, let's just rest it on the doorknob of thought and say, God's going to get us out of here one way or another. And whatever time God chooses to get us out of here is going to be the right time. And you want to be ready. I want to be ready. Because the whole earth is shaking in anticipation of what's coming. I mean, if you contemplate it for a few minutes, the level of human biological disaster, the level of bio-apocalypse, the level of freak weather, all these things are a product of genetic engineering, geoengineering, and mankind playing God. Okay, this is Paul McGuire. You need to get yourself a copy immediately of Power from On High. And you can visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. This is Paul McGuire. We will be back in just a moment. When you read Revelation chapter 19, I'm going to read you some passages. And I want you to listen to what God is telling us in His Word. Revelation 19, starting at verse 11. Now, I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe that dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself will tread the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. We have to understand that God is love. But simultaneously, at a certain point, and that point is growing closer very, very quickly, at a certain point, God is simply not going to tolerate the extinction and the cruelty and the sin and the evil and the hatred that is just oozing out of the hearts of men and women and the global society. Remember, when God started all this, it was pure and holy and innocent. And the Garden of Eden is an example of what God had in mind for you and for me. But now it is corrupt. It's like walking across an endless field of garbage and rot and filth and excrement and muck. And it stinks to high heaven. That's where that expression comes from, by the way. If you say something stinks to high heaven, it's referring to the activities in the earth have become so foul that God himself can smell it up in heaven. So at a time only God knows, it's like over, time's up. That's why I chose the title and the book cover for my new book, Power from On High. You'll see me standing right in front of a famous clock, and you'll notice what hour the clock has struck. That was a divine coincidence. At a certain point, though, only God knows when it's up, and will know, because bam, he's going to come. And I don't want to fight and debate with people about, you know, exactly the time, exactly the manner, as one of my spiritual fathers, Jack Hayford, used to say all the time, that he would say, "The first bus that comes, I'm out of here." And basically, that's my theological perspective also. So, God will either deliver us through the tribulation or at some midway point in like a pre-wrath rapture or a pre-tribulation rapture. Again, I don't have time to argue about that. Because we all need to be united around doing the things that God has called us to do. So, God is coming back with a vengeance and a fury. He has been restraining himself because he's wanted every man and woman that could possibly be saved to be saved. But remember, when DNA has been corrupted so that it no longer represents what it was created to be. So, for example, if the DNA of a man or a woman has been corrupted, then that DNA makes that man or woman no longer human. Therefore, neither of the man or the woman can be born again. They can't enter the kingdom of heaven. They're locked out because under God's criteria, they're no longer truly human beings. They're synthetic human beings, or what would be called synths. And that's what's happening now. And it's hideous. You've seen pictures of it, I guess. I have, and it's monstrous. It's grotesque beyond belief. A human head sewed and installed on the body of a pig and stuff. You know, just like it's obscene. And we're just talking about animals right now. The genetic disfigurement of human beings is awful. You know, this was the mentality of the Nazis. And when you see that swastika, and you read about what happened in Nazi Germany in terms of genetic engineering and deliberately wiping out entire genetic races, that Nazi swastika, don't ever forget it, represents its code for reliance on satanic power. The Nazi Third Reich was based on the Vril Force, which I write about in my book, Power from On High. And you don't go out and fight the Vril Force or the power of Satan with, you know, your salad bowl in a plastic spoon. They are tapping into a massively furious and raging, what one occult teacher called, the seething energies of Lucifer. That's brutal, because the seething energies of Lucifer also implies the lust that Lucifer has for total to be worshipped as God. And so Lucifer and the fallen angels are in full-blown rebellion in all aspects of global society to revolt and smash anything that was originally pure, holy, and made in the image of God. That's why our children are the target of warfare. The genetic code itself is the target of warfare. And we are at the very precise tipping point. And in a nanosecond that only God knows, God's going to say enough, and Christ and the armies of heaven will come down fast and violently. And they will descend upon the Valley of Megiddo or Armageddon, where they will engage both on a physical reality, military level, and a spiritual dimension, reality level. They will engage the Antichrist, the false prophet, Satan, all those who will receive the mark of the beast, and they will no longer be human. And all those people who chose to pledge their allegiance to serve Lucifer, none of them will be allowed into heaven. There's no way you can get in, because you passed it by, and you allowed yourself to have your DNA corrupted. I mean, at this moment, I'm not going to go into it at this moment, because it would need some teaching before and after. In any case, we're on the precipice of this event happening. And when I say this event, I mean what the Bible says in the book of Revelation, which 84% of evangelical and Bible-believing churches have decided that they will no longer teach. They have chosen instead to replace what the book of Revelation teaches with critical race theory, and I'm not a racist, and God is not a racist. The critical race theory was designed totally 100% for the intended purpose of destroying Christianity, destroying all things Judeo-Christian in a nation. And that is happening right before our eyes. So the Antichrist and the demonic powers are going to make a move demanding that if any human being that's still alive on earth during this time period, you'll be given a choice to receive the mark of the beast. But if you reject the mark of the beast, then you will be beheaded. And you will spend all eternity in the lake of fire. Because that's the assigned judgment by the supreme God, God the Father. So, you may be tempted to be fearful. You may be tempted to be overwhelmed. But Jesus Christ is coming back with the armies of heaven. And he's coming back very quickly. And the powers and resources that are available to God and God's army are so far beyond that of the global reset in the United Nations and the World Economic Forum. I mean, these guys are and girls are strutting around like they're gods. But they're dancing on the edge of a cliff. And that music's going to stop. And they're going to come crashing down. And with it, the world system, this present-day Luciferian world system is going to come crashing down. And that's why it says in the book of Revelation, it says, Babylon, Babylon, the great harlot. Let me read you the exact verse. let's see. In Revelation chapter 20, starting at verse 5. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now, when the 1,000 years has expired, Satan will be released from prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into a lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And then, in Revelation chapter 21, we read God's warning. In Revelation 22, we read about how the fact that Jesus Christ is coming quickly. I've studied history, and I've walked with the Lord for quite a while now. I can never remember a time in my lifetime or in my study of human history that has had even a tiny percentage of the prophetic super signs that are lighting up, announcing to us before it happens, giving us a final opportunity to get right with God. This isn't a joke. It isn't a game. I mean, you can say we came from monkeys and fish, and you can say all those ridiculous things. You can talk to your blue in the face. It doesn't make it true. What is truth is that you have to, and I have to, walk in repentance before the Lord because of our sins. Ask Jesus to forgive us with the blood of Jesus, even if we have to keep doing it over and over again. And by trusting God, by faith, our sins will be forgiven by God, and we will be allowed entrance into heaven. We will be allowed to be born again. And that's phenomenal. I mean, that should give you a transcendent and a supernatural joy. But if you just have the attitude that so many people in America have, this blasé attitude, including Christians. You know, oh, ho-hum. And you act like you don't care. This is not about God losing his temper. This is about the fulfillment of the law of God. We are talking about the supreme being. The supreme being can design the real reality or the final reality that we live in any way he wants to, because he's the only true God. And he's coming back like he said he would do. And Jesus Christ said he's coming quickly. And that was over 2,000 years ago. So in Revelation 22, verse 6, then he said to me, "These words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel also to show his servants the things that must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Now I, John, saw and heard these things, and when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of an angel." And it continues. It continues on. And in verse 17, "And the Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let him who hears say, 'Come.' And let him who thirsts come." So the whole idea is that Jesus is returning, and we will live, if we put our faith in Christ, we will live in the new earth, the new heaven, the new Jerusalem. Now, this account that I gave you from the Word of God is so beyond the subhuman, modern, contemporary mindset. It's staggering. People have allowed themselves to be so deeply, supernaturally deceived that they would worship almost anything instead of the real God. And God is going to put an end to it. And if you think, well, that sounds like a fairy tale, I can't believe it, remember the words of Christ: according to your faith, be it unto you. If you have purposed in your heart that you're saying in your mind, "There's no way I can believe this. This sounds like a fairy tale. I refuse to believe it." Then you are making a belief decision, and you are proclaiming your future reality, and you will not be allowed in heaven. And you will be sent somewhere else because that's what you chose. Don't blame God if he doesn't let you into the place where you said your whole life, "Oh, I'd rather go to hell because that's where all my friends are." Don't complain if you arrive there. I'm very serious. America doesn't like it. People read from the Bible. I'm not condemning any individual. I'm simply telling you what God is warning all of us, but at the same time that he's warning all of us, God is giving every single person who has repented of their sin, has put their faith in Jesus Christ to be born again. God has given every person the opportunity to be saved by faith in Jesus Christ. And that's where we are in real space, time, and history. So act on it. Put your faith in Christ. That's the real thing. It's like turning on a light switch. Put your faith in Christ. Allow the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of Jesus, to enter your inner man or inner woman. Allow yourself to be made born again and 100% authentic new man or new woman, and live forever for all eternity in heaven with Jesus Christ and every one of your brothers and sisters in Christ. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Be sure to get a copy of Power from On High. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us.